Hi, this is Chris Griffin, editor for SearchSMBStorage.com. I'm here today to talk about direct attached storage with Greg Schulz, founder and senior analyst with the IT infrastructure analyst and consulting firm Storage.io. As a 25-year IT veteran, Greg has worked as an IT customer, vendor, author, and industry analyst. How's it going today, Greg?
Chris, it's going very well today. Thank you.
Great. Let's jump right into it. Can you briefly define direct attached storage, also known as DAS?
Sure, Chris. I mean, the fundamental aspect of DAS, or direct attached storage, is that it is storage that is directly attached to a server in some shape or form. I think of it this way. It's not networked. In other words, it's not using a SAN. It's not using a NAS. It's not using Ethernet. It's not using fiber channel switches. The storage is directly connected to a server. There are different shades. There are different flavors and facets of DAS. There is an individual disk drive in a server. There is an individual disk drive in a computer. There is a group of drives that can be internal to a server, but there can also be a group of drives that are external to a server, to a computer, but that are directly attached, most commonly via SCSI, parallel SCSI, that is, serial ATA SATA, ATA IDE in the past, as well as on a go-forward basis, SAS. So DAS can be either internal to a server or it can be external. When in the case of the external, it's dedicated. It's not SAN attached. It's not NAS attached.
How is DAS evolving today? And can you talk about some of the new ways DAS is being used?
Sure, Chris. So DAS is evolving in quite a few different ways. As I mentioned, DAS could be internal to a server. It can be external. A DAS could be a dedicated standalone disk drive, in other words, no RAID protection, or it could be a small RAID array with one or two host ports. So the way DAS is being used today is changing. There is the notion that all storage is SAN attached or NAS attached, and the reality is there's still a large portion of storage that just doesn't lend itself to being network attached, whether it's for cost reasons, the size of the deployments, whatever that happens to be. So one of the ways DAS is changing is from a packaging standpoint, particularly with blade centers for blade servers, is that with the blade centers, you have a new packaging form where you have multiple server blades in a chassis. Well, those same server blades may have a drive attached to them, similar to what you'd have with a standalone server. But you're also seeing now blades with a group of disk drives mounted that plug right into the blade centers. And what those drives are being used for is local disk, boot disk, paging swap file type disk, things that are kept more local that don't lend themselves to being served out over a SAN. The other place we're building on that sort of model, whether it's on a blade center with a blade of disks or using a external RAID array dedicated, direct attached, perhaps using SAS SATA, would be in the form of a file server, a Windows storage server that does both iSCSI, NFS, and SIFS, or perhaps one of the storage server utilities from vendors, for example, Left Hand, CNodes, iBricks, and many, many, many others that turn a server and either it's dedicated internal storage or it's external storage that's dedicated into some sort of a storage server, whether it be a NAS-based, an iSCSI-based, NFS-SIFS, or even a VTL-type device. So DAS is still very, very prevalent and will continue to be so, and it's really filling the gap where an iSCSI SAN or a fiber channel SAN can't quite scale down to, or a NAS system can't scale down to, or used as part of a building block to deploy iSCSI and NAS-based servers.
And what about the efficiency issues associated with DAS? Are these still a problem for most businesses?
So, Chris, it depends on efficiency. What do you mean? Is it efficiency in terms of performance, efficiency in terms of utilization, making use of the storage, efficiency in terms of being able to protect the data, use the data in an effective manner? And it's going to vary. Certainly from a performance standpoint, for certain applications with certain types of DAS storage, performance can be as good, if not better, than a SAN-based device. The reason being is that with a high-performance, direct-attached storage type array, such as an entry-level IBM DS3000 or an HP MSA2000 or an EMC Clarion AX4 that's configured in a direct attached manner, the performance can be very, very, very good. However, that's good because you don't have the associated network in between. But is it cost effective? Well, you have a single system that's using that storage. If the application is able to effectively utilize that and needs that dedicated direct attached storage, then that can be effective. So when you look at the effectiveness, is how is it to back up? How efficient is it to back up, to protect the data, to take care of the data, to manage that data? And those have all been the traditional value propositions of why you want to go into a shared SAN environment, is to create one large pool, one large entity for allocation, sharing, boosting resource utilization and management.
Okay. And which DAS vendors are positioning their offerings to fit the SMB market?
So I would say most vendors have done some sort of adjustment with their product lines, either creating entire new product lines, entire new products, or retrofitting their products for the SMB space. And those vendors include Dell, IBM, EMC, HP, HDS, LSI, Sun, Left Hand. You go right on down the list. I would say Microsoft, of course, HP. You go right on down the list. I would say almost every vendor out there is in some shape or form catering to the SMB, particularly the DAS space.
Okay, and can you provide any best practices for selecting a DAS system in an SMB environment?
So the key one is keep in mind, keep in perspective why what you're going to use that storage for. Take a step back, and does it make sense to have all your storage in some sort form of networked? In other words, network-attached NAS, NFS, or SIF, or a NICE-GUZ, your fiber channel, and if so, why? Is it for boosting utilization, sharing, or because somebody told you that's the best way to do it? Go the other way. What's the benefit, what's the business value of having some DAS on a server? Is it for a localized boot? Is it for a localized scratch workspace? What's that for? So keep a perspective of that, but probably an important one I need to mention here is in a virtual environment, for a VMware-type environment. And the issue here is that if you're going to be using a virtualization tool, a virtualization technology, for example, VMware ESX, you need some sort of shared storage. And what that is for is if you're going to have two physical servers to support things like vMotion, you need to have storage that's accessible, that's shared by two or more servers. And historically, that is perceived as being either iSCSI, Fiber Channel, NFS, or SIFs. Well, with some caveats, you could have a DAS array. You could have an entry-level DAS array that has redundant controllers that supports connectivity to two or more hosts. For example, an IBM SAS or a Sun SAS-type storage array, an entry-level array that can attach, dedicated, direct-attached to two different servers to support things like vMotion for VMware or live migration from Virtual Iron.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for joining us today, Greg. This is very informative.
Great. My pleasure, Chris.
Absolutely. And to learn more about direct attached storage as it relates to the SMB market, please be sure to visit searchsmbstorage.com.